Hi there.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Mary Dean.
Hi, Mary Dean. No, it's Mary what?
Mary Helen.
I'm not sure that I'll ever get used to that.
Oh, don't worry about it, Karen. It's no big deal.
Oh, anyway.
My mother trying to make sure that I would use that name, so it's been a kind of an interesting process.
Well, I guess the meeting isn't on yet.
Pardon me?
I guess the meeting isn't on yet.
Oh, you mean the slides?
Yeah, I mean, I can't sign in to the meeting yet.
No, I don't see anything up there yet. So, and Wednesdays, I probably spend more time just letting people talk and getting successes and tips. And Ruth does such a good job of going over her chart, so.
Yeah.
So.
So you're the leader for today.
I think that's the deal, yeah.
Good deal.
So, anyway.
So how, you guys, what is your weather like over there now?
Well, it's colder, in my opinion, than it was last week when we had all that snow. It's pretty and wet and windy.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up in Eastern Washington, and I've been here for 42 years, and I still have not acclimated to this wet, windy weather when it's like this. I get so cold. Thank heavens for far infrared. I think I would probably never survive. So.
Well, I can appreciate that. I'll tell you, I grew up in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
So this has been all the time here. Now, you know, in the summertime when it gets to be, it might hit 100, or once in a rare time it would hit, 109 or something. Everybody was complaining and just so hot. And, to me, I thought, what are they complaining about?
I know.
It's
dry, so it doesn't suck the air out of you. So, yeah, I love Eastern Washington weather.
Yeah.
I miss the Puget Sound, and I do like. I mean, I live up in Everett now. I'm out of Seattle. That was getting too crazy, but yeah. I like the variety here. But the weather has never been my thing. So.
Yeah, especially when you have so many dark days.
Yeah. So. Well, it's 7:00. I think. Is there anybody else on the call?
I haven't heard anyone else come on. I've been on since 9:45.
Oh, okay. All right. So then you would know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why it's so quiet, because usually by now why.
Well, Ruth could have lost power again, but they have a generator. But it was so windy last night. The south end was supposed to get really hit with windstorms. So.
Wow.
But, yeah. So I want to hear about well, you're obviously excited, Karen, because you're on the call. So that is the first big step, is stepping up
I don't know that I'm so excited. Well, yeah, excitement, I don't know if it describes. What I really am is I do want a permanent change in my life. And while the magnets have helped me dramatically, they're obviously not the whole solution.
Well, we are aging. So
yes.
I mean, I think when I think about where I was when I was introduced at 45, and the fact that for me, if I just had never gotten worse, I would have been grateful, but to have gotten better. So it's been these last couple years, and I'm sure a lot of it's, situational stress always plays such a huge role for me in how I feel. But I know that I just have kind of let things slide and gotten a little complacent and caught up in trying to be a you know, try to fix things for my kids, and the consequence was I've gained weight. I haven't been as diligent about, you know, consistent about my exercise. And but again, even then, if you took a bunch of people who were at the same place we were when we got in, they're way worse off than we are now.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, the point is, we can't stave everything off. Move towards
you know, I spent 15 years easily where Nikan had essentially eradicated or minimized so much my fibromyalgia. It was just very dramatic.
Yeah.
But like you say, we have all aged, and I think what the magnets did was it just, you know, slowed down that aging process.
Dramatically, yeah.
But it still is catching up with me. And so while we were in Utah a couple of months ago, I went to this chiropractor that I'd gone to a lot, and he was the one that brought up the idea that I had to eat more alkaline and less acidity. And it's the first time I'd ever understood that. And so I thought that was really good information. And then Ruth comes up with this. And I thought, oh my golly, this is so
wonderful. New awareness in the field of health. So we're on the right track. Somebody else joined us.
Good morning, ladies.
Morning. Is that Steve Profoot?
It is.
I recognize that voice.
Good to hear you two's voice.
Good morning. Aaron and I kind of started without you, so. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that Ruth?
It is.
Okay.
My electricity keeps bouncing off and on, and so I'm trying to send a email blast out. And after that, I'll put the slides up if you'd like to have them. I think then we can see some names too.
Okay.
Well, we can't even sign in yet.
Yeah. No, I told you. Ken, I thought she was out of power. So.
Oh.
Yeah, my power bounced off, and now I'm trying to send Martha Sue's email, and then I'll get it up.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so we have Steve and Karen and Ruth and Mary.
Just as an idea, one of the things that hopefully we can do after we get the so that they're pretty stable. We can put the slides up as a PowerPoint so people can pull them up on their computer or even print them out and have them to look at while we have the call. And that way it would give us some structure that we wouldn't have to rely totally on the WebEx.
That's a good idea. Dennis and I have been trying to convert the food chart, and it won't convert into PowerPoint. And so I've got, so what I can do is send each of the people who are running it, or we can put the slides on our YB Hurton site. But,
That would probably,
and people can look at that.
That would be,
they are,
because a lot of people can't get into WebEx every day, so.
Did you build
them Excel? I changed it from Excel. I tried to convert it from Excel to PowerPoint.
No.
That didn't
work. Okay, but we can also send it out in Excel.
Okay. All right.
And then Excel is probably even a little bit more universal than the PowerPoint is.
Well, I'm not thinking that I can build everything into Excel that's in the, good grief, what is that noise? Somebody, star, five, six, yikes.
Sorry, I'm on the train, so I mute in between talking.
Well, I heard a couple more beeps there. Anybody else join us that would like to announce themselves?
Bridget, this is Margaret.
Good morning, Margaret. Welcome.
Mary Lou's here.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I know Ruth's having some technical challenges, so call this week is for us to share successes and tips and maybe some ahas of some awareness about where they are and how they are getting through the day and the week to improve their health. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share this morning?
Well, it's Mary Lou. I love this because it's making me more aware of what I am putting in my mouth, but more than that, it's making me really committed to my walks. So it's really making me get out and do my walks.
It feels good to go through the...
Yes, yes, it does.
Yeah. You should only get a half a point for your walks, though, because it's sunny where you are. I'm teasing.
I'm walking twice as far now.
Okay, good. All right. So anybody else want to share?
I lose you guys?
No, I was just trying to see if somebody wanted to share. Anybody else want to announce themselves?
Mary Jean, the reason why I'm not is because I don't really feel, you know, yesterday, what's her name? Just really, you know, bared her soul about the things that she's been doing wrong, and I don't want to tell people what I'm doing wrong. And I just simply want to start figuring out how to get myself back into tune.
Yeah. Well, and that's what today's call is about, Karen. I want to talk about, we don't have to have some monumental aha or success, just like Mary Lou. Just something, and what you and I talked about before anybody else got on the call is something that is good to share. I mean, we making the decision to... For those of us on the West Coast, it might mean getting up a little bit earlier to be committed to get on the call. It means more awareness getting out. So just, I think if we focus on our little steps, if somebody else is having a challenge in that particular area, whether it's journaling or walking or doing their exercise or staying away from the chocolate or whatever, if you have a tip or something that has helped you, stay on track better, if we share those successes with each other, then we may very well inspire somebody else to say, oh, I never thought of it that way. Maybe that would help me get a little awareness. And I've been working on a program with my youngest son because of his fetal alcohol challenges. And I've said this many times, my boys I adopted are provide me with many metaphors about living my life and building my business and being on purpose. And so we had a meeting yesterday, and I was thinking about this program because one of the things that Peter's case manager was talking about was focusing on the little successes. And I watched Peter. We were kind of wrapping up this program, and I watched Peter yesterday as Tanya was eliciting little successes from all of us, and he was just beaming. So it made me aware that being a little more childlike in the steps I take in life might very well provide me with a lot more bigger successes if I'm aware of the little things. And so... So that might be a way for us to encourage each other, is just talk about the little successes and the little ahas, so that we can, because we're all in this together, and for what we're all got to, you know, have our own stories, but let's stay positive and what's worked. And I've heard a few more beeps, so maybe some other folks have something that has worked well for them over the course of the week I'd like to share.
in with something here, if it's okay. It, I don't know if it's on track what you're talking about here, but it was something that I thought was really interesting that my daughter posted to Facebook.
Central Point, 21st South.
Sorry about the noise here for a second.
To West Side.
She wrote, she has been amazed by how learning what my children's husbands and my love languages are and explaining it to my kids has changed not only how my kids treat each other, but how my kids treat each other, but also the overall feeling in our home. And I thought that was sort of an interesting thing, you know, when you're talking about the way people show love to one another, or also when we share the feelings that we have about the challenges that we have, and that allows us to have the opportunity.
Please hold your child's hand when boarding or exiting the train.
To be able to come up with ideas to help each other, just like having the kids understand where their situations are, and how brothers, sisters, and cousin that live together, how they interact with each other because they understand each other better.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, Martin, this is Margaret. One thing that I like about the program is that it makes me more aware of the healthy foods, and it makes me feel, and I learn more every day as I participate, as I listen in on this program. It makes me feel good both physically and mentally, as I feel I have a positive attitude about myself.
That's the key, Margaret. Thank you.
I always want to talk when we're coming into a station, sorry, but it's interesting for me. I've got to go back to my lifestyle.org website and listen to a call that happened just right at the start there in 2006 when I was on the calls. It was a gal from Canada talking about beliefs, and it's right up there at the top. Talking about, I can't remember the title of it, but something about beliefs is sort of interesting. I need to go back and readdress and understand how to handle the stress that's in my life. Learn how to make it positive instead of negative.
Always to be grateful.
That is true.
Thank you again, Steve.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, this group has made a tremendous difference for me over the last 5-6 years. I can't hardly believe it's been 6 years. It's March 23rd, March 24th, whatever it was, 2006. It possibly could have been that long ago.
Good morning, everybody. I'm driving, so as soon as I say this, I'm going to mute again. But it's what you're talking about with the positive input changing the result is neuro-linguistic programming. And it's really amazing how this works. But in my golf program, when I would say, if you miss a putt and you go at yourself, I can't believe I missed this putt, blah, 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 and you're just telling yourself how bad you're doing, you're going to miss the next putt. And it's an instant thing, because what you did was tell your inner child that you were awful. You didn't do a good job. You're not successful. You can't do this no matter how hard you try. And if you go back to when you're working with a little kid, a two-year-old, and they're throwing the ball, it's right, left, short, long, right, left, short, long, but you praise them each time. You tell them, come on, you're doing a good job. And when they finally get the ball to you, you yell and scream and you just go crazy. And what do they want to do at all times? They want more. And so what you do is feed the child with positives to help them believe in themselves. But we don't do that to ourselves. And so you have to tell yourself, even though it's just like lying to the child, you have to tell yourself as you're working, you really, it's a positive lie that you tell yourself in the process so you realize that you can do something. You have to tell that little kid inside you, I love you, you're doing a great job, I'm proud of you. It may not be perfect, but man, you're doing a great job. And when you continue to do that, the little child in you says, oh, really? Well, I can do this. And it is a huge shift in the way that we look at ourselves if we can praise ourselves rather than beat ourselves down. So just wanted to add that. I love you all. I'm going back on mute.
Thank you. And obviously this body-mind thing is a very, very complex. I mean, there's lots of people making lots of money trying to figure this out, but I think the good Lord knows how to work in and through us, whatever your personal belief is. But I really think that you know, calling on inspiration and saying, this is what I do, I just say little prayers a lot that will help me make a good decision when I'm faced with something, whatever it is, even if it's, you know. And I think part of what prompted me to think last night about these successes is Tanya's up there talking about Peter's little successes, and they're having a pizza party, and I'm going, and it would have been impolite for me not to eat a piece of pizza, but I didn't have to eat several pieces. And so I just looked at that, and I thought, this is an opportunity for me to get to choose and be polite, keep a balance. It's not the end of the world if I have one piece of pizza, blah, blah, blah. But I left there feeling successful, even though, you know, somebody might say it wasn't successful. So, I, for myself, focusing on being in the moment is the most important thing. And if I'm beating myself up in the moment, I'm certainly not putting myself in the right frame of mind for the next decision that I need to make. So being on the positive to me is so important, and I think we'll all be much more successful in this program and other things that we're doing if we are patting ourselves on the back for thinking good things and making good choices. Anybody else want to share a thought or something that's worked well for them this week?
Well, Mary, this is Mary Lou again. I'm sure glad that you just brought all that up again about how, you know, small choices, good choices, you know, be happy with yourself that you've done that, because we just did a Humans Being More training this weekend, and you know how I've been really trying to eat, you know, on time, and everybody on this call, I think, has been to a Humans Being More training, and you know how out of whack you can get. Plus, you know, the weekend I did not get my walks in, and it was really bothering me, but I put that, you know, right behind me, and, you know, this is only a couple of days out of my life. Everything will be fine. On Monday, we're back on, and so, and then also with my Life Cycle Fund, I was able to really, because we have started this program on that healthy body pillar, boy, I was really able to put a lot of good energy there. So anyway, I'm just thrilled that we've got this and that you guys are all here every morning, or Monday through Friday anyway. It's funny how just getting out of your routine, it's easier, I think, when we're at home, that I find anyway, than when I'm away from home to be able to stay on the program. And yet remember how we used to, we had little ice chests and used to take our stuff with us so that we knew that we were
fine. I remember planning my 10-day camping trip in the middle of nowhere and how I managed to stay on track pretty much at the time while I was up there. So you're right. I did better planning too. So we should talk about how we plan for the unexpected. Because I probably wouldn't have had that piece of pizza had I had a bag of carrots and celery or something with me. So
yeah.
You know, I tried Mary Lou's approach and where I allowed myself one day to go off. And usually it's on Sunday when I have our kids over and all. And I found that I now allow myself to go off a tiny bit, but not do all the things they're doing, because I find that it really defeats my goals in the long run. So I'm trying to hit a happy medium there, and boy, that's hard to do at times.
Boy, Karen, you're absolutely right on that one, because like I said, that when I had that on a Saturday, and it was like I had gone, you know, a couple of steps forward and then a couple of steps, you know, a step or two back, and so we just have to know that we know what we're supposed to be eating, and you're absolutely right. We can go off at a teeny bit, but boy, not back to our old habits. I'm still trying to catch up from that. Between that and the Humans Being More weekend, I am goodness, I've still released a few pounds, but not nearly where I could have been. So
yeah.
But I still give myself a big hug because I'm ahead of the game, right?
Well, you know what this program has done for me is, besides making me aware of the things that I'm putting into my mouth and what value does each one of those things have, it's making me aware of things I did years ago that were not particularly good for my situation. And I think that it's really interesting to evaluate what brought me to the point. Because, see, I experienced fibromyalgia at 19 years of age. And I said to my husband, I said, what in the world was I doing that it would cause it at that young of age? And then I realized, if only there had been Nikan around, and that I would have been drinking. All my life I was raised on city water until when Clyde and I moved on to River Road, we then put in our own well. So then we were off of city water. But for all of my growing up years, I was on city water. My parents were I had very little sugar growing up. That was just a rarity. So I kept trying to analyze what brought this all on, and I really think that the real big major issue was the water. So we need to get out and educate a lot of people about raising their kids on good water.
I think you've got a really good point there, Karen. We didn't start dumping all that stuff into our water.
Yeah, it's really interesting with my Carol that when we moved from a place in Sandy City where we had water that was out of deep wells and wasn't
chlorinated, and even to this day, they still don't chlorinate the water in that water district. And we moved 6 blocks and moved into an area that had city water within days. Her body was swelling, and she was fighting water retention and all kinds of problems. And about that, and it was just a year or so later after a car accident and the stress of taking care of her elderly parents. Dad had Alzheimer's and Mom had dementia. And it was an exciting time for the last year and a half of Mom's life and 3 years of Dad. And by the time that that was through, her fibromyalgia-type symptoms were doing everything, including all the symptoms of MS, with the exception of the scarring of the spinal column. So she really had problems. And as soon as the water came out, within 12 hours of hooking up our water, first water system, her ankles were back down to size.
Isn't that amazing? I like knowing also that when I eat a food that I like, and maybe it's a little bit more acidic than what it should be, and to drink the water afterwards helps to neutralize that. And I think that demonstration that they do, showing how the water, after they put the drops in on other things, it shows how they change into real acidic. But to add the water in, and that it actually neutralizes the problems that all that bad water causes, I think that is an incredible blessing.
I totally agree on that one.
Right. Well, we're coming up on a half hour here. I'm not sure if anyone... I don't mean to get too heady here and make people think that we need to be totally in our head here. I'm just kind of sharing some ahas here. So I think it's important that, you know, that we each take a moment every day to get centered and clear about where we are in the five pillars of health. Again, that's been my barometer since I was 10. And where am I today, and where would I like to improve, and how am I going to evaluate my day at the end of the day, and just be on purpose, take good care of ourselves, take care of others, share, and we will see, or we will hear folks again tomorrow morning, unless somebody else has anything to add.
Thanks, Mary Lou. I don't mean Mary Lou, Mary Jean. Oh, dear. Welcome, Karen.
Have a great day, everybody.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.